What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is actually gonna be a quick video, and quick by my standards is anything under 30 minutes. So I'm sure by now we all heard about the Hershey's debacle, where Hershey's came out on Women's Day and they put a trans man on the package or on the website. And then within hours, the dirty Jew, Ben Shapiro, he had his own version of chocolate bars. Not only was he able to sell hundreds of thousands of them, but he was also able to sell them at a premium cost, maybe 2 to 3 times more expensive than a Hershey's bar. Alright guys, you guys are getting scammed by dirty Jews up and down, side to side, left and right, all day, every day, and you guys are not waking up. And I'm really getting sick and tired of this because it's so fucking obvious in your faces, okay? You know, I actually tried to make protein bars for MGTOW TV, you know, just a way for me to make some money for the website, and also at the same time, you guys get quality protein bars, you know, fiber protein, and I just wanted generic protein bars that can be shipped off to Amazon so Amazon can fulfill it, you know. And I spoke to several protein bar plants, and they all told me the same thing. They told me, hey Omar, this isn't as easy as us putting out protein bars and putting a label on them. This will actually take tens of thousands of dollars, maybe up to half a year, and you'd actually need to sit down with our scientist and chemist to formulate your own nutrition or your own chemicals for the protein bars. For me, I was like, this is not what I expected. So for fucking Daily Wire to come out with their own bar, their own fucking Hershey bar alternative, and sell hundreds of thousands of them like within hours, guys, this is something that they've been known for over half a year probably, okay? And chances are what's happening is that they're using the same plant that fucking Hershey's is using, and they're just putting Jeremy's label on it, you know, like Jeremy's razors. You know, Jeremy razors came out because, you know, apparently Harry's razor went anti-man, and fucking Hershey's went anti-woman, and this is how we got fucking Jeremy's chocolates. Guys, I've said this before and I'm gonna say it again, the Jews are playing both sides of the field, okay? This is how we operate, and that even includes me to a certain degree. I mean, look, we got MGTOW monks on MGTOW TV, and then opposite of that we have, you know, Alex playing with fire. By the way guys, I actually met Alex playing with fire. It was totally unexpected. It was in Colombia of all places. I was in Poblado. I was walking toward Lara's Park where all the hoes are, and I passed by Alex playing with fire. He had a girl with him. He was talking to her obviously in English. When I passed by him, you know, Alex has a very, very distinct voice. I don't know if you guys know that, but Alex from Playing with Fire, he has a very, very distinct voice, and he also has a very distinct face as well. So when I passed by him, I heard his voice and I'm like, Alex playing with fire? So I look back and, you know, I see him in his trademark, you know, black shirt and training suit, track pants, and I'm like, is that Alex playing with fire? And I'm like, hey, are you Alex playing with fire? He's like, yeah, I am. I actually emailed Alex playing with fire like a month ago. So, you know, even though he was like, who's this guy, you know, he knows who I am, and I chatted with him before. But at that point, you know, he was like, he was, you know, because again, we're in fucking Colombia, we're walking toward Lara's Park, and you unexpectedly meet, and, you know, nobody would have guessed that in a trillion fucking years, if you think about it. But actually, me and Alex, we, you know, I have his WhatsApp, you know, I chat with him every now and then. You know, his videos are on MGTOW TV. You know, I invited him to live stream with us if he ever wants. So again, we go from MGTOW Monk all the way to PUA. This is just how we Jews operate. The only difference between me and fucking dirty Jews is that I tell you this to your face. I'm telling you guys with absolute certainty, the same dirty Jews behind Hershey's are the same dirty Jews behind Jeremy's Chocolate, except now they made far more money simply because you guys are like, let's support Jeremy because he is righteous. Guys, I told you this in a previous video, guys. The Jews have no problem tanking a good business in place of another business. You know, a lot of you guys out there have been saying, oh man, Hollywood sucks. You know, Hollywood is going down the drain. Yeah. YouTube is far more profitable than Hollywood. YouTube is far more engaging than Hollywood. And it's far more cheaper than Hollywood. Okay, again. The average Hollywood movie takes 3 years. From the time the studio greenlights a movie, it takes 3 years until it's finally on the screen. And before it gets greenlights by a freaking movie studio, some movies spend decades being written, revised, going from studio to studio, production company, okay? It's not unheard of for a screenplay to be in development for 5, 10, 20, 30 plus years before it finally gets to be on the screen, okay? It cost hundreds of millions of dollars to produce a movie. And again, that movie takes 3 years until it's on the screen. So, you know, maybe people will move on after 3 years. Maybe a movie about, you know, something, you know, that was pertaining to that time, 3 years later, people would have moved on to something totally different. So, of course, the Jews will destroy Hollywood in favor of JewTube, aka YouTube, okay? They're doing the same thing with Rumble, by the way, guys. If any of you guys out there really think that Rumble is an alternative censor-free platform to YouTube, I have a bridge in Key West to sell to you, okay? Think about it, guys. Rumble is positioning itself as a platform for right wing nationalist mega supporters, okay? So you have lefty liberals on YouTube, you have righty nutty people on fucking Rumble, and guess what? The Jews are making money from here, they're making money from here. At the end of the day, guys, the Jews are doing the same damn script over and over and over, and you guys are always falling for it. It's a fact that Jews supported Hitler and they supported America. The Jews during the Napoleonic Wars, they supported Napoleon, they supported the British. The Jews supported the USSR, they supported America. At the end of the day, guys, it's all about profiteering when it comes to us Jews. Except in my case, I'm honest with you about that, okay? At the end of the day, it's gonna be about money. Now, I, Amr Metwali, like Hammerhand says, I have ethics, morals, and values, okay? This is why I can be truthful for with you guys, you know? Fucking dirty Jew, Ben Shapiro, he'll never ever come out and say, oh yeah, guys, Amr Metwali is 100% right. We were in talks with Hershey's, you know, knowing full well that they're gonna make this debacle, and then we're gonna pounce on it. You know, a lot of people are like, you know, even Jeremy from the Quarterin was like, kudos to Daily Wire for jumping on this debacle and expertly handling it. No, bro. They've been planning this shit for months, if not maybe even a year or so. And again, guys, the more you goyim fall into these dirty, dirty Jew tricks, the more the Jews know that they can play you, okay? Look at Trump. I mean, really, what did Trump do, okay? He did nothing. For 4 years, all Trump did was USA, USA, USA. That's all he did for 4 years, man. Some people say he's, you know, he kept us from going to war, shit like that. Okay, that was just, you know, like the old Jewish saying says, you know, who'd you rather have rule over you, the Jews or the Chinese? And the answer is the Jews. Why? Because the Jews will take you to Disneyland before they take you to the slaughterhouse, okay? That's all Trump did. Trump, for 4 years, kept us out of the slaughterhouse, and now we're being led into the slaughterhouse. At the end of the day, Trump is in on it, Biden is in on it. You guys need to ask yourself the trillion-dollar question, man. Trump's been with the Clintons. Trump has been with the Bidens. Trump has been with all these people in the U.S. government that he's now anti and against them. You know, the whole draining the swamp thing. Fucking Trump was deep diving in the fucking swamp, and yet he's supposed to drain the swamp, and you guys keep on falling for it over and over and over, and you guys are not waking up. I mean, very, very few people are waking up. I mean, how many of you guys can honestly tell me in the comment section of this video that you knew that Hershey's and that Dirty Jew Ben Shapiro were in on this whole debacle? How many of you guys knew that? I guarantee you, maybe one or two will say, Amr, I kind of had a hunch that maybe Ben Shapiro and Hershey were in on it. But 99.9% of you guys out there, you're like, wow, wow. See, this is why the Jews know they can get away with anything. Not pretty much anything. They can get away with anything. They got away with 9/11. They got away with Scamarona. They get away with everything because you guys keep falling for it. At the end of the day, you guys have to ask yourself the $1 trillion question. What do I see with my eyes? You know, I'm going to leave this off before it gets dark outside. Islam says we are a nation of unlittered. We don't count. We see what's happening. Why? At the end of the day, the Jews, they tell you, oh, life is good, life is amazing, but look around you. Everything is going to hell in a handbasket, yet you get these guys on Rumble telling you, oh, we're going to fight for you, we're going to make America great again while America is getting worse. You guys out there, you have eyes to see, ears to hear, and a mouth to speak with. Again, God in the Quran says, Summun, Bukman, Umyan, La, Ya'lamun, la ya'kulun, deaf, dumb, and blind, and they do not think. God also says in the Quran, summun, bukman, umyan, wa la yarja'un, deaf, dumb, and blind, and they do not return. There are still people out there fucking wearing masks, man, even in their own car, okay? If you guys are not using your motherfucking brain, if you guys are not asking the $1 trillion question, again, think about it. How the fuck can Ben Shapiro sell fucking hundreds of thousands of chocolates within a couple of hours of Hershey's debacle? Do any of you guys ever think to yourself and say, yo, man, how is he able to procure all these chocolate bars, you know? Again, I tried to make fucking protein bars for MGTOW TV, and they're like, yo, Amr, this is a process that's going to take half a year, tens of thousands of dollars, and you're going to have to sit down with our chemist. This isn't something where we can just slap a label on a fucking protein bar and ship it off to Amazon. So you guys out there, ears to hear, eyes to see, and a mouth to speak with. Start using them, especially the eyes and the ears, okay? Don't believe whatever the Jews or their goy minions tell you. Use your eyes. Look around you. When Trump says make America great again, okay, let's look at America. Oh shit, it's getting worse, you know. The red flag laws were passed by Trump. We all know the red flag laws were the worst thing to happen to gun rights. Trump passed it. You know, who was in charge of Operation Warp Speed to get the Scamarona vaccines out? Trump, okay? So at the end of the day, guys, the dirty Jews are scamming you. Whether it's with Rumble, whether it is with Hershey's and Daily Wire. This is why you guys see people like, what's his name? He's now back again making a big guest appearance on Valuetainment. What's his name? Steven Crowder, you know. When Steven Crowder went cray-cray a couple of months ago, that's all part of the script, man. And he now comes back, and his first interview is with Patrick Ben-David. Patrick Ben-David is a fucking dirty-ass Jew, okay? So, there you go, guys. You have all the proof in the world in front of your eyes to know that the dirty Jews are scamming you up and down, side to side, left and right, all day, every day. I mean, are you guys waiting for some, you know, Jew like Aaron Cohen to come out and say, yeah, Elmer Mitwal is 100% right? Come on, man, ain't nobody gonna do that, especially when they're milking you for money and you all ain't doing anything about anything anyways. You know, it's all about false hope, and you guys just keep on taking those false hopes. You know, you guys are a bunch of hope sellers, you know. Just trust in the plan, man. Yeah, whatever happened with Q, right? So, at the end of the day, guys, you know, and you guys have to start using your brain, okay? Ben Shapiro's BFF was that fucking murderer, Netanyahu. Even fucking, what's his name? That shrink from Canada. Jordan Peterson, his BFF was Netanyahu, okay? Guys, birds of a feather flock together. When you see guys making guest appearances on fucking that grifter woman's channel, Pearly Things, maybe, just maybe, they're all in on it too, okay? So you guys out there need to understand, man. I've said this before and I'm going to say it again, okay? Jews don't shine a light on you unless you're one of two things. Either you're a useful idiot like the passport bros, or you are controlled opposition like fucking Trump and everybody else. I mean, think about it, okay? MGTOW TV doesn't show up. If you search MGTOW in Google, MGTOW TV doesn't show up. MGTOW TV is the last MGTOW platform on the face of the planet, okay? Fucking Going Your Own Way is gonna be closed in a couple of months because I think the owner of it got his pee-pee touched or something, right? So, MGTOW TV is the number one, probably the only MGTOW platform on the face of the planet, yet we don't show up on Google. You have to explicitly type in MGTOW TV for us to show up. Otherwise, MGTOW TV doesn't show up. Just type in MGTOW, okay? Type in MGTOW, okay? Go to the first, second, third, fourth, fifth page, which nobody goes beyond the first page to begin with. We don't show up. There's a reason behind it why we don't show up on the search pages. It's because, guys, I've said this before and I'm going to say it again. We can't even advertise MGTOW on Google, okay? Go advertise MGTOW. I dare anybody sitting here to advertise MGTOW. If you can advertise MGTOW with Google, let me know. I'll pay you to advertise MGTOW. You can't do it. This is proof that we are not controlled opposition. This is proof that we are not stupid idiots like BLM or fucking passport, bro. So at the end of the day, guys, I want you to ask yourself the trillion-dollar question whenever you see right versus left. Who is profiting from this? Who is behind it? And how does this positively affect me? Because it doesn't positively affect you. All the people who paid millions of dollars to buy Jeremy's chocolate, did that overpriced chocolate benefit you? No, it didn't. The Jews just got richer. So always ask yourself, are the Jews getting richer, and am I being better off after this debacle? All right, guys, that's my video. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm gonna see you in the next one. Peace.